Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's my favorite position to watch.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. And luckily for you, old Dirty and the blonde tip baller is in the building along with Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, and we'll get to Moneybags, who is rolling this week. I mean, as bad as it was last week, this week, baby, making that bread now.
When we get there, T.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I got bad beat last night.
Oh, did you?
Damn. Bad.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it. I thought all I could think about with Tyler is at the end, there was a chance where Russell was rolling out, and he could have run, and it would have been a better move to run out of bounds.
I know exactly.
And he probably would have got 5-6 yards, but he didn't, just threw an off balance throw into the ground instead.
Yeah, that was the only bet I did.
And I was sitting there thinking,
just pouring salt in the wound. But go ahead,
because I knew where he was at. What was he at? 11 yards or 10 yards?
He was at 10. I needed over 11.5.
Yeah, it was easy for him to get. It was easy for him to get 8.
I'm gonna one up you, Tyler.
All right, let's save it. Let's get there.
I'm going to one-up you, Tyler. If you had it at 11.5, I'm going to one-up you.
Okay.
Oh, boy. God. All right, we'll get to that. Remember, 5 O'Clock Fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And we are live here at Big City Wings. Clap it up, folks. Clap it up. There we go. Live here at Big City Wings. I love it. I see dads bringing their kids out, having a good time. It's a good time to be had out here. Great food, great drinks. And, I mean, obviously you get to hang out with us. I mean, you know, if that ain't enough. I mean, all right, I'll speak for myself. You get to hang out with me. If that ain't enough, I don't know why Clint's not confident in himself. But, no, it's a good time to be had out here. Still prizes for you to win. If you're in the building, sign your name, put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win. Still tickets to U of H and Baylor, another $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and then a cooler, a Bud Light cooler, top-of-the-line cooler for you to win coming up here in the final hour. All right, Clint, the injury report is out for both teams. We'll get to the Titans and the important ones there in just a second. But here are the three guys with designations. I'll just say this. Will Anderson has no designation. He is going to play. Hell, he made it known that he is going to play. He was a full participant. Kamari Lassiter, who missed the last game with a concussion, he's practiced all week. He is also going to play as well. But three guys. Denico Autry, he is listed as questionable. He has not practiced all week with the knee and oblique. And then Foley Fatakasi and Blake Fisher, they are listed as out in this game, Clint. So there's some things there. They're going to get some pieces back and potentially lose some important pieces on that defensive line. What jumps out to you the most right now when we look at the injury report for the Texans?
Oh, look, I think Kamari Lassiter being back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge for the Texans moving forward. I mean, you want to talk about a way that one of these teams that they are significantly better than could sneak up on them is if you're down Kamari Lassiter and that coverage defender thing sneaks back up on you. And it's a team that's got multiple receivers and not just one guy that Derek Stingley can take out of the game. They've got their starting quarterback that can do some things that at least has been working, creating chemistry with wide receivers and tight ends throughout the season. I think that's the one thing with this Texans team right now that could cause major problems down the stretch is if Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley aren't both available. So Kamari Lassiter coming back right now is absolutely huge. Jalen Petrie is trending in the right direction in terms of getting better as that third cover defender. I don't know what they're going to do if they need a third true corner. I still don't know where they're at, what they're going to do, how much confidence they have in those guys. But if with Kamari Lassiter and Stingley healthy and Jalen Petrie coming – you know, it seems like they're all right. They're going to be able to overcome it. They're going to get through this thing. But there's no doubt this injury report right here. It's all about Kamari Lassiter being full go is much needed, and it's big time to keep a team that you should keep at bay, the Colts. I'm talking about in a week when you've got a lesser opponent, the Titans. I'm talking about you need those two cover defenders.
I want to see if Will Anderson looks like the normal Will Anderson.
Sure, that'd be nice.
You know what I mean? I don't mean like he's getting sacks. I just want to see him move because there's really no reason to put him out there until he's 100%. Yeah. You know, and I'm just guessing that he is, right? I mean, what they've done, because we initially heard reports it may be the stretch run.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see if there's any, if he looks exactly the same that he has.
Ron, I bet you that he is treated a lot like Nico Collins was last week. I mean, you're talking about a guy that with a bum ankle hadn't been able to do a whole lot of lower body cardio work, if you will. I mean, there's ways with the upper body cycle, whatever the hell they call that. There's ways to get your cardio work in, but there's no substitute for actually practicing hard, going hard, that sprint, rest, the recovery. There's no way. So I bet Will gets in, but I bet he gets – half the snaps that he typically gets. Hell, if not as good as they are at defensive end, it may not be 25% of the snaps.
I think he will be on account. So that's one to watch. By the way, with the Titans, they've got two kind of major injuries there for them. Legarius Sneed, we talked to you about that yesterday. He's on IR, their corner. And then also Spears, the backup running back, a guy they use in a lot of different ways, who can catch the ball to the back. He's kind of a big play threat for them. He is out of this game with a concussion. So those are two things that are going to help the Texans with those guys out of this game. So I think pretty good news there for the Texans, getting two big-time starters back for themselves. And then we'll watch on Denico Autry as he's a game-time decision.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, before we get to Thursday Night Football, Tyler, let's hear a little bit of Jameis Winston. Let's hear him as they pull off this W, which does help the Texans, as now they're a game behind the Steelers for that 3 seed. But this is Jameis Winston before the game, getting ready for the Steelers.
We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
Thanks, Jameis.
All right, go ahead and get that money.
Magical.
Huntington Beach. He's practiced that one.
He also said he got a picture yesterday morning to start his day of his kids in the snow, so he was really looking forward to eating some snow after the game.
Yeah, kids eating snowflakes at the home. He was looking forward to eating some snowflakes, too.
You know, some of y'all be laughing, but you know what he sound like? Just a little stranger, but you know he... I could see CJ putting together the start of that sentence.
How he started?
It may sound a little different.
The cadence I can hear. Oh,
no. I'm just talking about the word choice.
Nah, I mean,
he's rolling right out there. He may not thank the Lord for the snow, but he's sure enough gonna go right up into that where he's asked a question and then he turns the question
to the way that
y'all laughing. CJ be answering questions similar to that. I'll be honest with you. Maybe not put the snow in, but y'all laughing at Jameis. That goes. Yeah, quarterback like that too.
Look,
now
you're not wrong. Jameis and Winston's got a.
Which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with it.
Here's the deal. There is a lot less goofy.
It's less
CJ,
goofy,
I can see CJ thanking the good Lord for the opportunity to play in the snow and rally with his team. And,
yeah, because he said it. That's the message. That's the message, baby. I can see that. By the way, though, that game there, man. The Steelers were rolling high, 5 in a row, and the weather probably had something to do with it. I mean, but it didn't. Like, the Steelers were sitting there with a 43-yard – I mean, I'm sorry, the Browns were sitting there with a 43-yard field goal on a 4th and 2, down by one, and they going for it. So the weather had something to do with it, but, man, that looked – I ain't going to lie to you. That looked like a fun game to be at as a fan.
Hell no.
Oh, that
looked
like
a fun game to watch.
Snow, the snow, baby, throwing that snow up. That looked like a fun game.
Would have been so much fun.
Yeah, come on, Tyler, you would have been – yeah, hell
you see,
yeah.
They flashed over to old buddy in the fourth quarter.
Because it was the 30s. It wasn't – like, it wasn't no – like
man, you can't – they flashed over to old buddy that was all built up, all rocked up, been in the weight room, and he didn't have no shirt on, all rocked up. You can't tell me he'd been naked like that the whole game.
So let me get this right. You're like –
I would have been in there. Yeah.
Five minutes into it, you've been, damn, my feet's cold.
No, not at 36. 36 I can handle. 30s I can handle.
I'm with you.
Now, we talking about 15. There was a Miami Dolphin Kansas City Chiefs game where I turned to Ian and I said, Ian, man, I'm not making it to the half. Like, this car, I tried the cardboard underneath my feet on that concrete. I'm like, dog, I messed up. I got on these J's and this wasn't it.
This ain't it.
I said, man, I'm telling you, because I told him, I said, look, we may need to leave now because I don't know if I'm going to be able to walk to the car if we don't get this thing going right now. We catch the rest of this thing at the crib. I wasn't prepared. I can do 36 in snow. Look, that's snow. That's throwing that in the air. That would have been fun.
Can I get this right? Let me get this right. So you're like, you're a soft ass if you like AC and can't handle this Houston heat, but Clint Sterner can't handle the little cold weather game?
Yeah. He's chosen violence today.
Well, man. Yeah,
saying, it's interesting.
I'm just telling you.
He's chosen violence today.
Yeah.
Very fair point.
AC babies. Yeah, AC babies. Get
you're
your ass
heater,
out of the heat,
baby.
Man. Yeah, I love the heat don't bother me. It's why I live in Houston. The heat don't bother me one bit. I get out there and get it done. Am I going to choose to go sit and watch a football game on some metal bleachers with snow on? I got to clean the chairs. I got to clean the snow.
Chairs, stand up, baby.
Nah, hell no. In Cleveland?
How did you turn them bleachers metal? When
I ain't never been in those stands that they wasn't metal. Where are you sitting?
The NRG Stadium seats aren't metal.
That's an indoor stadium. You think Cleveland's got it, the same seats NRG's got?
Yeah, Kansas City does. There ain't no metal bleachers.
There you go. That tells you. My ass ain't never sat outside.
It ain't Lambo. It's a new stadium. They ain't building new stadiums.
It's got to be
the frozen tundra.
Yes, Neyland Stadium, which is 108 years old, it's got metal seats.
Yeah.
What said metal seats?
It don't matter. It don't matter if you got a Verlo mattress. You have a You can have bleachers made out of Verlo mattress. My ass ain't going if it's snowing.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if it's snowing, Clint ain't going.
Does this make you look at the Steelers differently, this loss, or is it?
Nah. Look, I mean, this is one of them where, it's kind of like, who was the team that choked up a little bit that, Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Buffalo for me, man. Like, I don't think they're as good as Buffalo right now, maybe. I think Buffalo's got a higher ceiling, but at the end of the day, like, the Steelers are a team to me that they're going to slip up from time to time in a regular season, but when it comes go get them time, they're going to be all right. Now, I don't know if Russ is. They're shuffling quarterbacks in and out like that.
Yeah, that was weird. I thought he got benched for a second. I'm like, where the hell is Russ? But
sent him right back out there the next drive. Hey, Justin went out there and let him on a touchdown drive.
Now, there is something there with Justin to use his legs, yeah. But at one point it seemed like he was just out there for a whole drive.
Definitely in games like that, there's a spot for it. I don't know about in good, decent weather and normal weather if rotating quarterbacks is the answer.
Yeah, I don't think so. And we hadn't seen them do that all year since Russell started. He's come in for a little bit. Real quick, I do want to pass this along. The 49ers, who are in desperation mode as they are 5-5 heading to Lambeau in those metal seats to play the Packers.
Mm.
And they're going to be without Brock Purdy and Nick Bosa in this game to go along with all the injuries they already have. They missed George Kittle last week. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk is out. This feels like they're in must-win territory. They can go under 500, Clint.
Hope they bundle
up. They're in trouble, man.
Nah, they got a hog as a backup, baby. Brandon Allen.
I know.
Get him on your fantasy team, folks.
To set you up for that. Yeah, Brandon.
Get him on your fantasy team.
Hogs are winners.
You think Kyle Shanahan's going to create some go-ahead miracles?
Oh, yeah. Brandon got about 8-9 years in the league. I mean, he's good, man. He's good. He'll be fine.
I think they're in trouble here a little bit. In Green Bay, I think they may be in trouble.
You think so?
Yeah, they got to win this thing, man. It's time now. They blew that lead against the Seahawks. They're sitting here now in danger of going 5-6. And Kyler Murray does not appear to be slowing down right now with the Arizona Cardinals. They seem like they're on
Arizona something. Seems like they're for real. I'm telling you. You're out there and you got a quarterback problem in fantasy. Snatch up Brandon Allen. He'll be all right.
There you go. All right.
Serviceable. He'll be all right. Got a good team around him. Shoot. He'll be all right.
Well, I don't know who's going to be out there around
That's all
him,
right.
but we'll see. All right. Bobby Slowick, he expressed to you a true reason why there should be, if there is any, there should be some concern with this matchup with the Titans. We'll let you hear what the offensive coordinator had to say coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the new Big City Wings on Kingsland and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. Congratulations to our latest winners. We have one more prize to hook somebody up with. We will do that as soon as this segment ends. So, if you're in the building and you have not signed your name, you might want to do so and give yourself a chance to win our final prize. We appreciate you coming out, having a good time here on a little Football Friday. Big City Wings here in Katy. Hey, we're still rolling out here. 6 o'clock. It's getting a little. It's getting nighttime, baby. Going into the weekend, it's time, baby, to come out here, have a good time, and enjoy your Friday night. You can do it right here at Big City Wings, which is a great spot to do it. All right, going into this game, this is a game that the Texans should win. This is a game in which they are favored. This is a game in which the line started at 9, and it has dropped to like 7.5 or so from the start. They're a better football team than this team. They're a better coach team. They have the better quarterback. There are teams that are going in different directions. But Bobby Slowick.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Kind of put forth the potential issue here that if it could go the way that Texans fans do not want this to go, it would probably center around this potential issue. And this is what Bobby Slowick, as he expresses maybe the biggest challenge for the Texans in this game.
Really good. I mean, their front five is probably for us, I would say, in totality, the best we face this year. Obviously, Simmons is a heck of a player. He shows up all over the place. He does everything, rushes inside, rushes outside. They have him drop sometimes, and he's still a factor even when he's dropping. Like, he's you always have to be aware of where Simmons is. Sweat's been doing a really good job for him. He jumps off the tape on the inside. He's a really, really big, strong man, hard to move, makes a lot of plays in the backfield. Their edges are solid. Landry is obviously a really good rusher, good in the run game. Arden Key, I've been with in San Fran, obviously familiar with him. He can go play. And Joseph is still, I mean, a really solid interior player. Like, they got people at every position. So that's a big challenge for us to be aware of in really both phases, and really the starting point of, you know, everything we talk about as far as game plan this week.
All right, that is the latest there from him, and it does seem like, Clint, if the Texans have some problems on Sunday, which I don't think they will, but if the Texans were to have some problems on Sunday, it does seem like it would come from that group for the Titans taking control of the game and making this a situation very similar. We saw the Jets do it last year. Hell, we saw the Jets do it this year. But just take over the game so much so because their front five, front seven was so dominant. So that is to me the path that the Titans make this game interesting.
Yeah, look, here's the reality of it is overall, all season long, this is the best defensive front, down in, down out, without having to get real schematical and doing all the bringing pressures and changing what you want to do and taking a bunch of risk. This is the best, most talented defensive front, down guys that rush every play. Again, not trying to get all blitzy and dogs and pressures and all that, just the guys that come every snap. According to Bobby Slowick, this is the best that they faced to date. And the reality of it is they were not good for nine weeks of the season. And so lesser fronts were involved when your quarterback was the most pressured quarterback in football, and your offense was in third and long more than any team in the NFL, right? So you're fixing to face a better defensive front than any of the fronts that you face that according to your offensive coordinator, that is the case. Yeah. Right? And so that's what they're up against. I think this is the matchup of the game. Period. This is the number one matchup of the game.
I agree.
The interesting thing here is, I don't care if you like it or not, the truth of the matter is, this team offensively shifted gears 2 weeks ago. The Detroit Lions game and the Cowboy game, this offense has approached playing football a different way. Calling it, their quarterback playing it, and they've gotten results. 40 points in the first half in the last two games. We'll talk about the second half stuff later on, adjustments, whatever. That's fine. Whatever you think about that. But this offense switched gears and scored points. It became very simple. It became an offense that protected the weakness, which was the offensive line, which directly or indirectly corrected the issue of their quarterback getting pressured. And they did that against the Detroit Lions, who overall are a better football team, but a defensive front that's probably geared a little bit more towards stopping the run and just being solid. Not without Aiden Hutchinson, they don't have a bunch of pass rushers. And it worked well against that team. And then it's a team that doesn't have much, but you do have one dog out there in Micah Parsons. Kept him out of the box score for the most part. Right? Now, that same offensive approach is going to be challenged, hopefully is going to be challenged, by a significantly better front as a whole and a significantly better interior defensive lineman who's one of the top two or three in the league. Can that same approach that the Texans are scoring points with early in ball games, can that same approach stand up to a much better defensive front? That's the matchup in this game, is what the Texans have done for the last two games, which is a major improvement. Can it now take the next step and help you overcome a really good defensive front? That's the key here. That's the matchup here.
And I think different than what they faced last week, as you said, Micah Parsons is a guy, but the rest of the Cowboys front is not a front in which you're like, well, they've got multiple guys to throw at you that can give you problems, especially in the interior of the defensive line. We saw a couple things occur. We saw Juice Scruggs get beat once in the interior, but not consistently. What I think Bobby understands is the Titans have dudes in Jeffrey Simmons, Key, as he talked about off the edge, Sweat, in the run and pass game, both things that can just derail it. Like, they have the ability to do things that the Jets did. The Jets had eight sacks in that game. Now they ran able to run the football a little bit, but they had eight sacks in that game and just gave them hell the whole way. I don't know that it's going to be eight sacks, but they do, if they don't do it, they have the ability to kind of wreck the game. And Jeffrey Simmons has the ability to take over the game. And there are some matchups there that can be problematic for the Texans.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Everything you said is true. Here's the thing. It's much more difficult for a defensive lineman, even the great ones, to disrupt the Texans' offensive game right now than it was before the Detroit Lions game. They were very susceptible to, hey, guys, if y'all just penetrate, if y'all collapse the pocket, he'll hold the football. He'll be there. If you'll just collapse the pocket, he'll be there. He's going to hold it. They're going to take all that risk. That put them in a really bad spot and allowed dominant individuals in the pass rush department to get home a lot. And it's going to be significantly more difficult to get home versus what the Texans have done the last 2 weeks. And I hope that holds up. Or the challenge is, does that hold up against this lineup of Landry, Simmons, Sweat, Key, Joseph? Like, that's some dudes that can come now. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's a hell of a challenge. And as a Texans fan, if they keep those guys at bay and they're able to move the football, there's going to be drives where those guys get home and they disrupt. And that's football. It happens to all good teams. But if they're able to keep chopping wood and eventually get home, score some first half points, you know, threaten in the second half and put something on the board to kind of extend that lead, then I'm going to feel really good about the offensive line, the steps in the right directions, the adjustments that Bobby and CJ are making to be a better overall offense.
Yeah, this will tell a lot. You have a chance to feel really good about where this offensive line is moving forward. All right, coming up, a lot to get to here as we will do our Mad Dog Monday picks coming up, as well as T-Mills best bets. And apparently Clint's got a little story in there as well. I can't wait to hear a little bad beat.
Boy, I tell you what.
As we continue right here live.
Hooks a sunbuck.
Live here on The Drive on a Football Friday.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the new Big City Wings on Kingsland and Katy. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Congratulations to Scott, our final winner. Took home a nice cooler courtesy of our good friends at Bud Light. We appreciate everybody who's come out. Congratulations to all our winners We had several of you tonight. Thanks to everybody here. Thanks to everybody here at Big City Wings who have helped us get this thing going. Shout out to our promo staff who always does such a great job and keeps us going with everything they do here. Shout out to our engineer, Aaron, as well. Osita, shout out to him, our promo staff. Our engineer, Aaron, shout out to him as he has kept us on the air. And for those of you who are watching us on YouTube and Twitch, shout out to Aaron for keeping us there as well. Tyler, keeping us going at the station as well. To all the staff here at Big City Wings, fantastic time here. And to you, the listeners, give yourself a damn hand. All right, there you go. Well, hell, clap for yourself. Damn. Come on now. You had a good time, man. It's been a fun football Friday with the good people here at Big City Wings. All right, Clint, before we get to Mad Dog, our Mad Dog picks and T-Mills best bets tonight, you think that I can expect and feel good about seeing like the same level of play coming up on Sunday that we saw from Derek Stingley on Monday? Do you think, because that to me is, see, you showed out. I mean, he was the dude out there. I mean, he was, I mean, Sauce who? Patrick Surtain who? He was the dude out there against another quality receiver in CeeDee Lamb, who I understand he was on the injured list. I put that out there, Cowboys fan. He was on the injured list. But he got his injured list ass locked up. And I want to see that from Derek Stingley every week, because we ain't seen that every week. Right? He's let lessers do it. I honestly just saw earlier they kept showing highlights of DJ Moore, and it was just, he didn't have to do him like that. But do you feel that's something we should expect to see this week, week in and week out?
No, I don't. I don't think that's who Derek Stingley is. Now we'll see. We'll see, and maybe one day he gets there, week in, week out. But right now, I think he's a guy that needs to be challenged. I think he's a guy that we've seen it happen multiple times now in his career here with the Texans. D'Amico Ryans comes to him and says, "Hey, man, I need you to take this guy right here out of the game. I need you to eliminate this guy from the box score." And he, at that point, flips the switch and goes out there and plays lockdown football. He has that ability. I just don't think he's a guy right now in his career that goes out there with that mentality week in, week out. And I think that's the next step that he takes is to one day become more of a fixer, if you will, instead of just doing what is called and executing what is called and what he's asked to do. I hope there's a fixer role to him at some point.
So he feels like a player that has to be motivated.
Yeah, I think he's going to be where he's supposed to be. He's not going to do any more than his job. And 1 week when that job is to eliminate somebody from the box score, he's going to do it. When that is to be the corner that plays the right side of the field, and if the coverage, dictates that you are 8 yards off the ball and pedaling, he's going to be that no matter what the situation is. And at some point I hope that he, from a situational standpoint, turns that corner and kind of just says, "I'm going to take this into my own hands." But I just don't think he's a guy that is going to go out there and be asked to play man consistent enough to have that chip on his shoulder. Nor do I think he really cares to be at this point in time.
That's tough, man.
We've seen him turn it on and turn it off. And look, the turn it off, Derek Stingley is pretty damn good. It's where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. It puts him in a position where in those moments where they ask him to do more, if he plays well, then he's going to be a Pro Bowler. I don't know that I don't know that schematically D'Amico asked him to do it, and I don't know that he's wired in a way for 17 weeks to go out there and be the
and be great every time out
in your face. Well, I don't know that he's. I don't look at it that way. I don't think D'Amico Ryans plays enough man defense for him to go out there and go, I'm going to lock down guys and press guys just get super physical with them and be the guy that ultimately typically gets a lot of attention in the league. He has the ability to do it if D'Amico asks him to mirror guys. I just don't think he I don't think the scheme's, like I said, I don't think the scheme asked him to do it enough, and I really don't think he's wired in a way to do it.
Mm. All right. Someone texted in, but even Belichick says, just do your job.
Yeah, that's the way of doing things here in Houston. Be where you're supposed to be, do your job, and everything will work out.
Yeah, but there's been but he's had, like, even in the moments when he has been locked up, he's had disappointing moments. Like, right, like I don't know. Maybe D'Amico was saying, "Hey, playoff against the Packers at the end of the game, where there were just throws that were just thrown right to his side that allowed them to get into field goal range." Maybe that's the case. Maybe the times he was getting beat by Bouti was more about, you know, the coverage. I don't know. I think there's just been more moments of than just, hey, man, he's just playing his spot and playing his role. To me, there's been moments of like, no, this is disappointed. Like, dude's getting beat. You know, there's not the expectation that you know, he's going to get beat like this.
Oh, I don't disagree that he's left a lot to be desired at times. Yeah. I don't disagree. I've said it multiple times. He appears disinterested at times. It's almost just float through the regular season, except in the big moments or against with the big matchups when I'm asked to do more, and then just get to the playoffs and hopefully it, he's locked down there. I don't disagree with that. I don't know that in the best case scenario that Derek Stingley Jr. is a guy that's going to mirror and play man enough throughout a season for us to go, man, this dude right here is show enough lockdown. I think there's going to be a lot of soft corner coverage. I think there's going to be a lot of zone. I think it's emphasized to him, be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, a lot more than it is get up in their face and disrupt what they're doing. I think it's scheme, and I think his mentality is a good fit for that.
Text line, so bring him on your show and ask what he is. Most definitely I would. Please, come on.
Any connections? Stingley, come on?
Come on. Love it if he's the guy next Thursday. I would flat ask him, hey, can we expect to see the guy that played in Dallas every week, that dominant play? I would most certainly ask Derek Stingley that.
Yeah.
You're a Tiger, but now you're a Texan, man.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't know him personally, but I don't think, given what he's asked to do on a week to week basis, I don't think he would be defensive in that situation.
Yeah.
I think it's very clear. If he were if he were asked to do it or in a scheme where it is a ton of man coverage, I think you'd see a different Derek Stingley.
Yeah. All right, let's do our Mad Dog player picks before we get to T-Mills, T-Mills best bets. All right, I lost, so I get to come in. I picked C.J. Stroud, and I'm buying Mad Dogs last week.
It's a tough week to use him. Ugh.
It's a damn shame. I've been holding.
And lose with him, by the way.
Yeah, I've been holding this guy. I've been holding Will Anderson, but I'm not going to go there coming fresh off the injury. He's on a, he's on a pitch count. I'm not sure. If I want to go there,
you might want to quit holding. That didn't work out too well with CJ.
Yeah, I did. That's all right. I still got a CJ saved up. Mm. All right, I'm gonna go with Danielle Hunter. I'm gonna use him for the second time. I think this is a game that this defensive line is going to dominate, and Will Levis holds the ball, and he's gonna do something silly with it, and I think the game is gonna dictate that Will Levis has to throw the ball even more. So I'm gonna go with Danielle Hunter.
Nice.
Who you got, Clint?
Dalton Schultz.
Ooh. D. Schultz, huh? All right, Clint's going Dalton Schultz. Who you got, Tyler?
Well,
I'm going to hope that what happened to you last week don't happen to me.
I'm looking at your list.
I'm going with the quarterback. I'm going with Siege. I'm going with C.J. Stroud.
Are you out of C.J. Stroud's
now? This is his final one.
Yep.
Yep, he's out. He's out of there. All right. So Tyler's going with C.J. Stroud. Clint with Dalton Schultz. I've got Danielle Hunter in this game. Those are our Mad Dog picks. If you're new to it, Mad Dog picks, whoever's player does worse that one in a Texans win. Obviously, we ain't drinking Mad Dog if they lose. In a Texans win, the person whose player who had the worst game has to go buy the Mad Dog for us to drink. coming up on Monday if they get this dub, which I believe they will. All right, before we roll out of here, Tyler, what's your best bets? Because you're on a roll now. You go 5 of 6, and the only reason that you didn't go 6 for 6 was because Russell Wilson was a yard short.
A yard and a half, damn it.
Mm. Real quick, Clint, what's your story? What the hell happened to you? What was your bad beat?
I'm new to underdog, picking high and low, and I had me a little three-teamer going. I had TJ Watt, four, 3.5 or more tackles. Got it on the last drive.
There it is.
I think it was Chubb over rushing 50-some-odd yards. Got it on that last drive. I had Russell Wilson over 10.5 yards rushing.
Mm.
And he ended the game with 10 yards rushing.
Mm. You did one on me. That's a bad beat,
and,
man.
And by the way, that was a bet that underdogs thing on underdogs really cool. It's about multipliers, like, so that three bet higher or lower would have paid damn near 6 times my money.
That's a bad beat, bro.
Mm. Oh. Did you remember the play where he was running out there?
Yes.
All he had to do was just run.
Yes.
He should have run out of bounds.
I remember the one, too, where he dove for the first down and was out of bounds and got cut half a yard.
Mm.
Damn it, Russ.
Damn, boy, that's rough.
That was rough.
Well, Tyler, you've had a good week. I see people texting in trying to get money. As you go, as that Russell one, that was the only one you lost. What you got tonight?
That's facts. You said it. If you've been following these best bets this week, you have cash in your damn pocket. I ain't missing. We're going to finish strong.
Oh, boy.
Finish it strong. And I know it's a football Friday, but I wanted to give y'all some NBA action to play for tonight. I'll post some NFL bets this weekend. Just check my Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal if you want to follow that. But I got some NBA bets. I got 6 of them once again for you on a heater of a week. I will list them off right now. Hawks. Bulls, they're facing off tonight. Under 128 in the first half for that one. I'm also on the Nuggets -3.5. If you'll remember, I won some money on the Nuggets minus some points very recently. 76ers, now I'm going to say this because I did have 6 best bets and I still don't hate it. But Joel Embiid is actually out tonight and I placed this bet beforehand. But I'm on the 76ers -4.5. And then lastly,
Cam Thomas is in.
Yeah.
He's back for the Nets, their leading scorer. So
and then real quick, 3 player props. Jason Tatum, Boston Celtics over 6.5 assists. Trae Young with the Hawks under 12.5 assists. That is way too high. And Zach LaVine of the Chicago Bulls over 4.5 assists tonight. There's your best bets.
We'll let you have it, Ron. You're the NBA guy.
Well, the Sixers one is interesting. I think the Nuggets is probably the best one to shoot after here. As you know, they get the Mavs at home, and by the way, Luka's out for at least a week with a wrist issue, so they're without Luka. So I love the Nuggets there, and Trae Young, man, that's interesting, man. They're playing the Bulls. The Bulls have been, remember, the Bulls have been banging out one, giving up 140, 120. They have been giving up points.
The Hawks might do that, but Trae will be shooting it, not dishing it.
Oh, he's a disher too. We'll see, but I do love the Nuggets one. A lot. All right. Everybody, shout out to everybody who came out. All our winners, congratulations. And all the staff to help us get this going. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Jalen Petrie and D'Amico will start the show. And then coming up at 10 o'clock, 10 to midnight, I see our guy PC in the building, Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani. Area 45 coming up after Texans All Access. Clint. Great job, Tyler. Great job. I am Ron Hughley. Hey, have a great weekend. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Always seems to know the way.
Titans. And they've scored 30 for the first time in forever.
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio, at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
A good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.